What's up, guys? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Shuraim.
I'm Sabrina.
And today's podcast is Do Boycotts Work? 3, 2, 1, let's go.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the number one youth podcast in the world.
Why is Gobera?
Why is Gobera?
Why is Gobera?
What in the world? Bobol je.
We talk first. I need to sneeze. Shoo, take the mic.
Okay, can. So, guys, today, yes, we are talking about do boycotts work?
Yes.
How have you been, Sub?
Oh, I've been okay. Thank you so much for asking.
All right, how was your sneeze?
I didn't come out.
All right.
Yes. You know, is it true when they say like if you want to sneeze and then you say pineapple, then you stop?
Really, meh?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
Okay, next time you want to sneeze, I try.
What? So
I say pineapple, uh-huh, and then after you will like forget that you want to sneeze or something. Yeah.
Actually, if you want to sneeze, you should look at the bright light.
Why?
When you look at bright light, apparently it makes you sneeze.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, but you got lazy, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Pain, meh.
Better not.
Okay, so you want to talk about boycotting?
Yes, boycotting.
Why?
It's basically like another continuation of the Israel-Palestine conflict or
yes,
Israel-Hamas war, whatever not. Recently, I've been seeing, especially like I have a few Malaysian followers on Twitter, mm-hmm, or X. So I've been seeing like they take this whole boycott thing quite seriously.
They do, sir.
Like McDonald's pangkar. Yeah. Starbucks pangka.
So many McDonald's in Malaysia closed down again.
I don't know about closed down, but I know they're empty.
I know in America, if I'm not wrong,
ada
a few closed down.
Serious?
Because no business at all. Because, yeah. You want to know something interesting?
Yep.
The boycotting of Israeli-owned companies. Is that correct?
Israel-backed or whatever.
Israel-backed, yeah, or Israel-owned companies. In the whole world, worldwide, uh-huh, you know how much they lost or not? All
how
these
much?
Companies that have been boycotted.
How much?
You want to make a guess?
Over this about a month.
Kan? Yeah.
Because it happened on November or yeah, October 7, right?
And I think this piece of news, something, my father found out about it about last week. So I don't know how much more it is now.
Okay, let but me just guess. Take a guess.
In the whole world, all the whole company's world revenue lost.
500 million.
Final answer?
Final answer.
That is like 1/60th of it.
Serious?
$30 billion.
Wow.
$30 billion dollars is gone.
I mean, if you think about McDonald's, then you think about like...
Yeah.
So, okay, realistic.
$30 billion. Banyak gila tau.
But it's so surprising because that would mean that Israel actually backs a lot of these companies.
A lot. If I'm not wrong, yesterday I just saw a TikTok or Instagram reel of Israel being the fourth richest country in Asia. Something like
Asia,
that.
Asia, tak bukan Asia lah, Middle East
In Southeast, like in Asia, in like this region.
Oh, okay.
Guess that one is like quite, it's still after Israel is in between Asia and Europe, and Middle East is in between Asia and Europe.
Yeah.
So I think it's still counted.
Okay, Asia.
But it was there, yeah. Mm. Singapore number 3 or 4. It's like kita and dorang sama level. Which is quite insane, but Qatar number 1. Yeah.
We take a lot from Israel, ma.
A lot.
Yeah, our army and shit like that. But that's not what we're here to talk about. So why I wanted to talk about it is because like you can actually search on Twitter the term MACD kosong or something like that. Then like people will show, like Malaysian followers, right, will show every single McDonald's that's empty, bro.
Wah.
It's quite crazy. Then I think like recently also, I asked openly lah, they're like, real quick, do my fellow Muslim brothers and sisters / pro-Palestinian supporters take this whole boycott thing quite seriously. And people were replying, saying, yeah, easy. People saying, easy, I don't have to eat McDonald's, I don't have to eat Starbucks, I don't have to drink Starbucks. What else?
Starbucks tak halal.
I think Malaysia apa? Halal apa? And then, they say that it's easy, they say that it's nothing, we can just do it. And then another person, Imran Ajmain, he told me that boycotting is taken very seriously, but condemning people who still patronize this place, these places is is looked down upon also.
So that means
you cannot make fun.
I agree.
Yeah. Then I'm like, huh?
Because that's another, it's the same thing I don't like, what? The kind that, the things that I check out, macam, you want to support whoever support, but then don't push your opinions down people's throat. Mm. So if they decide not to boycott, then let them be lah. I don't know, maybe this is a hot take, but then like to me, boycotting, one person not boycotting the place doesn't make
a difference.
A world of difference. Mm. You know, let's say you and I should, why tak makan? And everyone in my family tak makan, but I makan McDonald's. What difference does that make?
I don't know.
I know a lot of people will say like, oh, the little things matter, that
kind of stuff.
I understand. That's how we got the $30 billion of revenue is gone. Wise is back from Berak.
That was, sorry, man.
It's okay.
It's all right.
I had a Berak emergency, Wise.
Understand, no
worries. $30 billion worldwide revenue loss from boycotting Israeli-backed or owned companies.
Tell you already, we make a difference.
Yeah, see?
Tell you already.
But what is 1%? 1% maybe contribute $1,000
It's like the teamwork challenge. You know, the whole pole. Then after that, you put your finger. Then everybody must put their finger. Then they go up and go down.
I have feel I like I've imagine, played that before, yeah.
Yeah. So, if one person don't do it, doesn't really do much. But you feel like you don't do much. But actually, without you, it does a lot. And if have you, it does. You feel like it doesn't make a difference. But it does make a difference. So, it's important.
So, okay. You are team boycott.
I am team Palestine.
okay, now we just open it up since Wise is back. Yeah? So what do you guys really think about this whole boycotting thing? I think you already said your piece, like you don't force your opinion on.
No, but I'm not saying I don't boycott it.
Oh, okay. McDonald's, do you actively try to not
I don't actively try to do it, but I have
I think about it.
Rasa bersalah. Because it's like I don't want to sit here and tell you guys I dah tak makan McDonald's for the past month. I have.
That's a lie. I've eaten McDonald's.
But every time I go there, I think of my mother. Because my mother tells me, don't eat McDonald's. The time I go McDonald's, I buy McSpicy. Later, I tempt people. But the McSpicy not nice already, guys. Yes, yeah.
It's just in your head.
No, betul.
Now got the $6 value meal, the McChicken and the 6-piece nugget.
Yeah, it's stupid. Waste of money.
No, I see on
the
top.
But the past 10 times I go McDonald's, not in the past month, over the past couple months, the McSpicy maybe only 6 out of 10 times sedap. The other 4 times is like, not sejuk, but macam, it's like, you know when you bring McSpicy home and after you panaskan, and after you eat it again, then macam different, tak sedap.
Different. Aku tak pernah panaskan McSpicy.
Oh, you tak sedap. Yeah, I would rather just eat it cool, sia. But sometimes my mom put in the fridge, then cannot be on eat cool chicken, sia.
Yeah. Hey, side note, aku just nak side cut sikit. Recently, you remember you told me about the McSpicy patty that you can buy from Sheng Siong? I recently bought it. Sedap, sia. Worth it, sia.
Just go buy that one.
Yeah, sia. Really. It's worth it,
sia. It's juicy also.
Yeah, and it's macam banyak.
Yeah.
I think it's like, what, 15 pieces inside one or 12 pieces?
Yeah. Ada kan?
Yeah, and it's like for $11. It's $1 per patty. It's cheaper than buying McSpicy.
Worth. Yeah. Chicken katsu.
Yeah, sedap gila. Okay, anyways.
Anyway, so I haven't like completely boycotted McDonald's and all that. All the other companies, Starbucks memang I don't eat a lot.
Okay.
Maybe appointments last time, but then now I don't bring.
Oh yeah, Starbucks. Do you guys actively still like, just avoid Starbucks or do you guys still macam like, okay, what is just a place but?
Sebab aku nak cakap aku punya stand lah.
Oh, okay. You want to finish your point first?
I just realised that I have actively been trying. Every time I think about McDonald's, I think about other options first. Dulu tak fikir langsung. I just like just eat.
Yeah.
But now it's like not McDonald's lah. But really anak eh. But the annoying thing is that Burger King also under Israel kan?
Aku tak tahu je.
KFC.
So I only see McDonald's lah.
No, ada. Like I saw this post but I cannot find it now.
Takkan semua tak boleh makan? Ada.
McDonald's, KFC, Burger King, Pizza Hut. The big four ya.
Yeah, NW lah.
Longest ever.
Yeah, so you got Long John's, you got Four Fingers, you got...
Four Fingers sucks lah.
Oh, do I love it. Have you tried the burger?
No, never. No?
Try the burger. Try the burger. Oh my god. Try the burger. And then do you go there, you always eat the chicken je or with
chicken
the rice?
Je.
Eat good. With the rice also. Last time also I only did eat the chicken, right? But eat with the rice and
Wing
then try
stop
the burger.
Is better.
No. Really. Yeah. Try the burger.
Okay.
The burger is my new favorite. Okay. Four Fingers my new favorite. But expensive. But yeah, so
all the other fast food sucks. Yeah,
McDonald's, KFC, Burger King, Pizza Hut under Israel. Then tell me lah.
I can live without it lah. Kopitiam ah.
Boleh ah. But once in a while, you just want fries, man. Like, no matter what, right? I still think McDonald's has the best fries among anywhere, sah, bro. Especially kalau fresh baru macam fry, then you order fresh from McDonald's. Eh, there's nowhere else can beat it, bro. Yeah. Aku try air fry kat rumah semua tak boleh, sah, tak rasa sama, sah. I don't know what lard they put in the oil lah, but yeah, sah, bro.
It's the blood of Palestinians.
Okay, nice.
But you know why people have a huge issue with McDonald's, right?
Why?
It's because like there was a video that McDonald's supplied the IDF food, with food. During the war.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's why yeah, lah. But yeah, okay.
Okay, go.
Wise, go.
Aku punya stand is
do you boycott?
I want to do more actually.
Okay.
Recently in the last week or it's not that long ago lah. It's just 1.5 months, right? So it's fucking 7 weeks of fucking hell lah for them. But I feel like I want to do more now. I haven't been doing much. Like reposting I reposted maybe 2-3 things.
We released podcast, ma. That's something.
We released podcast about it and stuff like that. I never talk a lot about it.
Mm.
So, but I feel like I want to do more now. That's all. Like in the recent.
What do you want to do more?
I want to do more. I feel like I want to repost more. I want to.
Have you been actively boycotting, like just avoiding these places? When was the last time you ate McDonald's?
Sangat lah. Last time I ate McDonald's yesterday. No, yesterday. Last week.
Yeah.
Actively boycotting tak sangat lah.
Do you think about it like what's up?
No, but like I can live without a lot of the stuff.
Mm.
But I think the one that I still catch myself doing is Coke lah, bro.
Mm. Oh yeah lah, Coke lah.
Coke is the one.
I forgot.
Coke, Fanta, Lipton, Nestle.
We see Nestle lah, Nestle.
Okay.
So the big one that I keep getting is the Coke ah.
Yeah, we have the alternative of Pepsi. Pepsi boleh tak?
So far okay.
Aku rasa sama lah Pepsi.
But isn't Coca? No. Pepsi different. Pepsi eh.
Different lah, different.
Yeah.
There is always Pepsi ya doh.
I can drink plain water.
Ah yeah, sure yeah man.
I can drink plain water. I can drink.
Tadi kita baru minum Coke.
Exactly. So like, you ask me about the locations of appointments and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think I'm lucky. I don't like Starbucks since the get go.
Mahal.
No, fuck the price is same, bro. I don't like the circle table. I prefer rectangle table.
So Rocky Masters
Rocky Master, Coffee Bean.
Mm.
Rocky Masters.
Rocky Masters is mahal nak mampus
lah. Mampus. Kosong.
Kat mana tu?
Asa dah pun.
Everywhere
have. North Point have. Wood Square have. Banyak tempat dia.
Oh.
Yeah. Under the gym, a lot of places have. But it's not nice though. It's just empty.
Yeah.
Nah, empty pun tak empty sangat lah. Tapi macam
less packed than Starbucks and Coffee Bean.
Mahal sama dengan Starbucks lah. 8-9.
Oh, lagi mahal tu. Aku rasa lagi mahal.
Yeah.
10 gitu.
10
possibly ya,
10.50 and above
ah. Mahal eh?
Mahal.
Yeah, should we? Are you then with your stance?
My stance there. But boycott, I think I'm very okay to continue boycotting ah.
Okay.
My stance.
I want to boycott more, I guess. Don't know how. But I feel like maybe I just want to boycott more.
Yeah, I think it'll help lah.
My stance is macam sound just I actively think about it ah. Like when I go to aku semalam baru minum Starbucks ya. Toffee nak latte.
Why do you do that?
Pasal it's the Christmas drinks, man. I just can't I can't resist the Christmas drinks, man. It's my favorite. if there's any time throughout the year, right, that I crave for a Starbucks drink, right, it's during Christmas because their toffee nak latte sedap. But anyways, that's beside the point. I actively think about it. Macam semalam I was just doing a survey ya, semalam aku duduk kat Starbucks eh. I just was just looking around. Tak ada orang Melayu, sial. Aku just macam shit. Then I'm with Ryan, like fuck. Don't look, Ryan. But yeah, I realized that when I walk past McDonald's also, I see maybe one or two
very
Malay people.
Really,
orang Melayu tak ada tu.
The thing is,
really very
I tried to look out for that, but then I keep forgetting to look out for it. But 2-3 days ago when I had McDonald's, ada banyak saja perempuan like makcik-makcik tudung semua. There was still a lot. That's why macam
Which McDonald's you go to?
I don't remember.
Huh?
I do remember. There's two.
Okay.
Yeah, I had two times this week. One at Ang Mo Kio and then one at Wood.
Causeway Point.
No. The
Woodgrove.
Woodgrove.
Oh.
I do. Still have. And then the other time also during the chalet, I went to buy McDonald's fries. Right? That was a couple weeks ago. Macam banyak kita.
Last week. Huh? Last week.
Chalet
was last week, correct?
Yeah. So last week also. Ada banyak also. That's why macam I haven't seen an empty no Muslim No, obviously.
Maybe McDonald's susah sikit lah. That's my whole point about the whole boycotting thing that I want to like bring across. Because some people are just very used to eating at these places, really.
It's convenient gila.
Yeah. Maybe Starbucks boleh avoid lah though. Because macam just mahal. Mahal nak mampus, then like you don't eat it every day. But McDonald's is, I would say, relatively affordable and it's already been...
It's like a habit thing. So like the... when... I think 2 weeks back. Last week. Last week. I had a team meeting. Then jump breakfast. I will order lah. Normally I will just order lah. McDonald's is the easiest.
Easiest.
And then fuck McDonald's.
Right. KFC breakfast doesn't sound right, lah, bro.
Yeah.
I was thinking also, should I buy Crave? I thought
morning lazy eat rice.
Yeah.
Then like I want a drink too. Yeah. I really want the hash brown so.
But to be fair also, I feel like Starbucks dari dulu memang tak banyak Melayu sangat.
Not really though.
Banyak.
I have a lot of friends who work there.
I have a lot of friends who work there.
I used to work there also.
But I always feel like
But memang dari dulu kan, Starbucks is like known to be Israel and stuff like that. I remember your dad used to tell me about it.
It's known to be Israel and it's known to be tak halal lah. Like everyone knows it's tak halal, but then people still.
Not the Israel part lah. Yeah, so yesterday when I was sitting in Starbucks, I felt very awkward tau. When I was holding my drink, I realized tak ada orang tak ada orang Melayu sah, semua Cina. Then I was just like, maybe I shouldn't be here. Then I was actively thinking about it lah. Like, okay, maybe I shouldn't even boycott. Then I look at the people working pun kan. There was one Malay person working lah. But I don't know the Malay. You know that kind of racially ambiguous people that you don't know whether Malay or not. Yeah, so I saw that one person was working there. Then I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be drinking this lah. Tapi I just stopped sah. Then after that, Fatin text me, hey, can you help me buy? So I'm like, yeah, so it's hard to get it out of people's habitual.
But I think can.
Yeah.
I think can.
Boleh. But I feel in comparison to Malaysia, Singapore punya boycott macam, you know what I mean? I will try to avoid. Okay. Malaysia gila babi.
Malaysianya support with this Palestine is wild, bro.
Gila.
Like, my driving instructor is
Haji Hasan.
Haji Hasan, he listens to Malaysian radio.
Okay. So when during your that one, yeah. Okay.
So like it's just prayers of Palestine, rap songs about Palestine, the Prime Minister doing the speeches about the pro Palestine, and then like every sign off is with a prayer for Palestine and so and stuff like that. So it's very, very strong, very, very strong.
Yeah. So that's why like, the people there also take the boycott super fucking seriously. Like when I tweeted that thing, Imran Amin's followers were quoting my tweet.
About?
Saying that, yeah, easy. No problem. I haven't eaten McDonald's in so long. Yeah, easy. So easy. I don't need Starbucks in my life. They are like, wow, they are really, really serious about it. Cuma, what is your guys' take on like the people working there?
I remember seeing a TikTok about what Imran Ismail said. Something like that. So there's this guy who said, Islam is simple. Okay, so it's a bit of context. Imran Ashmain said, you can boycott, but don't condone people who don't boycott. So the TikTok says, Islam is simple, but people complicate it. There's no need to boycott companies that funded Israel, like McDonald's and Starbucks, just because of the conflict. If it's halal, means it's halal to buy and consume. Even our prophet did buy from the disbelievers even during the period of war. If you wish to weaken that state by boycotting, consider the elderly who work at McDonald's. Where else will they find a job if McDonald's faces bankruptcy? Getting a job at their age is not easy. So I guess it's about the same stance, right?
I saw this guy. Yeah, this guy very popular. I think he kena trend on Twitter.
Is it?
Yeah, I think he kena trend on Twitter.
Yeah.
But there is the woke brigade in Singapore also. So recently, I don't know whether
the
you guys...
The woke brigade?
Yeah. I don't know whether you guys noticed.
The apa?
The woke brigade. these woke people lah. There's a local company also that kena fire by this. The bags that you own, bro.
The BVB.
BTV.
Oh, I saw. On Mothership. What happened?
Yeah, bro. So their owner, I think support Israel or some shit like that lah. Said something insensitive about the war, and then after that, bro, their comments on every photo gila babi sial.
Rabak
tu. They recently just released an apology. Yeah.
They say what sial?
What did they say?
Honestly, I don't even know. To me, like it, the backlash of the people made it seem as though the owner, the founder of BTV went to war. Like, it's so bad. you look at the apology.
The comments rabak siya.
Rabak tu.
The comments rabak.
Like, I accept your apology, but I'm still going to buy. Thank you. Kimais!
Someone is saying, it's really okay to be honest, you know. You can be neutral or pro whatever it is you believe. Customers just want to know so they can make an informed decision moving forward. It's really as quick and simple as that. And then everyone can move on.
Yeah. So anyway, this Woke Brigade, this one person, very famous, stuff like that. He quote tweeted someone saying exactly what Sub said tadi, you know, there's old elderly people and stuff like that. And these places are just franchises. If you want to really affect the war, you should go after like the real people who own McDonald's and shit like that lah. Yeah, the only people you're affecting is the franchise owners. Then after that, the Woke Brigade came and said that, yeah, but these people, these big companies are responsible for, let me just find that tweet. Responsible for also putting your local businesses out of business also. Like, for example, Starbucks, you know, they put like local coffee places out of business. And after that, this McDonald's, they put like those, you know, like Tender Fresh all out of business because it's Western food also. So you should be able to boycott them also.
How come they're out of business also?
Macam macam Western food mah. And people would rather go to big corporations like MediaCorp with MediaCorp lah, with McDonald's with like a brand and like a menu they're familiar with, rather than going to a local Tender Fresh or going to a local what's that place that we used to go to yang those Western food that bawa blok ni tapi sedap nak mampus, or with the yellow rice and shit like
Tender
that.
Tender Best lah.
Tender Best.
Tender Fresh.
Tender Best lah. Those kind of places lah.
Sedap siya. The yellow rice lah.
Yeah, man.
Gigi kuning lah, that one.
Hah? No lah.
Mana ada gigi kuning?
Later your finger all become yellow.
No way.
Oh my god, you try again. It become yellow. It, no, it's food way. Coloring. The yellow color.
It's not.
It is also.
No.
Yes.
The rice is yellow, that's why.
No. It's food coloring. Later your hand yellow. Yes, 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 yes. Because I remember I eat that. I didn't know. I thought the rice was yellow. Like you
no,
thought.
No, it's not rice. It's coloring lah.
Yeah, but then apa ni, my nails were white, painted white. Jadi kuning sia, like eat curry like that. So, yeah. What is it, Shrem?
Okay, so the exact tweet was, McDonald's literally gave out free meals to IDF soldiers, and if nothing at all, they are a symbol of US imperialism and have displaced so many mom and pop businesses here in Singapore. Also, the movement is not a monolith.
What is monolith?
Honestly, I don't know. Some woke. Knowledge, whatever lah.
Walk lingo.
Takes like this, just take up space and don't build community.
What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, aku just macam.
Oh, so Monolith is a large, powerful organization that's not willing to change and does not seem interested in individual people.
Yeah. So what is basically trying to say that is this kind of big corporations are a symbol of U.S. capitalism, anyways, and the U.S. supports Israel, and after that, this big. Companies also have displaced many local businesses here in SG, so you shouldn't have an issue with wanting to boycott this thing, blah, 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 that kind of stuff, lah. Okay,
I'm a bit confused.
Why?
What does it mean, displaced local companies in Singapore?
So, like, okay, example, I want to open a burger shop. I'm a small business, ma. I cannot compete with prices and whatever not, so my burger more expensive, burger book, all that stuff. The people prefer to buy at McDonald's.
It's cheaper.
Cheaper.
And they're familiar with it. It's a big brand, ma.
But now because McDonald's is boycotted, wouldn't they go to the local?
No, so one? Even before this boycott, McDonald's did this to me.
So you shouldn't have a problem. So
basically,
yeah.
They are against big corporations.
Yeah, you should support local businesses. You shouldn't support this US imperialism and wanting them to rule the world. These big corporations and blah, blah, blah. I get that. Okay, yeah, support local. This support local thing has been ongoing for the longest time. But I mean, at the end of the day, you still don't listen to RISG. You listen to Joe Rogan anyways. Yeah. No, macam, I get your point. But at the same time, this whole boycott thing have been, to me, like, you don't force it down people's throat lah. If people want to do it, they do it lah.
Yeah, this one is really just based on your morals lah.
You can support in
have
other ways,
ma. Have you met any people that impose the boycott on friends?
It's not imposed. Like my best friend lah. It's not, she doesn't impose it, but it's like, you kalau nak makan McDonald's, I tak nak makan today. That kind.
Then you feel a certain macam pair grow tau.
Yeah. Like usually after netball, we'll go across the road, right? Then she like, I don't want to eat McDonald's. No to McDonald's. No. We go eat the laksa. Okay.
Sometimes I do that for fun. Yeah. Like this morning, I saw some of my eating McDonald's. Yeah, just like, Israel. It's just for fun. I don't really macam pair. I just don't really mean it. If I eat it.
Because I do Because that works, bro, on me. Not gonna lie.
The pay grow thing.
Yeah. Yeah, like the McDonald's.
You feel guilty.
I feel guilty. I haven't eaten McDonald's in 2 weeks. In a week.
Yeah.
This week I don't eat McDonald's. Mm. But to be fair, I don't eat McDonald's in general lah. As much. Other than lepak and appointment. But I don't do appointment at McDonald's.
Credit.
So yeah, it's just a Coke thing. Coke hard. The Coke is the last one. But like people, like aku malu. Okay. I am boycotting because I don't want to be seen supporting. I'm more afraid of that. Yeah. Yeah.
To me, like, if I see a Malay person, Muslim or Muslim, eating, drinking Coke, I wouldn't be like, oh, go support Israel, eh? No, I wouldn't think that, yeah. I'd just be like, he's drinking a Coke,
bro. I'm legit more afraid of that, lah. And but if my actions of doing that makes me boycott, it makes me more supportive of Palestine, okay, congratulations, you did it, sir.
Yeah.
But it's legit, though. But I know it's messed up, though. The reason why I'm boycotting is because I don't want to be seen supporting. I'm not supporting.
Yeah.
Don't want to be seen like I'm not boycotting.
It's not a social thing, lah.
It's a social pressure, lah. Social pressure to not. I felt that also when I was in Starbucks yesterday. But then, like, at the same time, I just feel like you don't know what my true stance is on this whole thing. Honestly, like, I really, really think that some people might not agree with some of the thoughts I have about the whole war. Yeah. Like, I condemn Hamas. Like, legit, I condemn Hamas.
Hamas is not. It's
but
not
some people don't, bro. Some people who are pro Palestine, they don't condemn Hamas. They're like, yeah, Hamas is good. Yeah, they should have done that.
I don't condemn Hamas, but I think Hamas is definitely not innocent at all.
Yeah,
they've done a lot of
bad things, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, yes, it's been 75 years and they just kira-kira macam lepaskan geram that one day, kan? But at the same time, if you really want to follow like Islamic values and Islamic the Quran basically. Nabi Muhammad pun during his time when he tengah sebarkan Islam, he was thrown shit on his face. He was doing this for so many years. You didn't see him lose control and kill women and children, yeah, bro. Yeah, it's crazy the fact that.
But Hamas did.
Yeah, they killed 1,000 Israelis. Yeah, Israel people.
Yeah.
Yeah, killing innocents is wrong regardless of whoever does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm against of people who kill innocents, whether you're Muslim, non-Muslim, Jew, Christian, Buddhist. I don't give a shit. Like if you're Hamas and you kill innocent people, yeah, okay, I'm gonna condemn you. I don't support that, bro. So that's why, like, some people are surprised when I speak to pro-Palestinian people who are like, but why? You know, they've been under.
Yeah, just retaliating.
Bro. Kalau kau, if you're really a Muslim, this is something you should stand by, and this is a stance that you should be clear.
Actually, remember last episode, I was thinking about. I don't know if I mentioned it on air because I didn't have enough knowledge about it yet. But I was thinking a lot about why people would be supporting Israel instead of Palestine. Because now I would say that it seems like 80% of the world is on Palestine's side, right?
Yeah.
But then I was still thinking about that 20% who are not Israelis.
Gila.
Why are they still supporting Israel? So I read on Reddit, quite interesting, is from this nobody, from a random person, an Egyptian, who has friends from all around Middle East, that kind lah. So he has his Palestine friends, he has Israeli friends. The reason why he is neither pro-Palestine or pro-Israel, so he's okay with both. He supports, he's very, very truly liberal neutral lah. About it.
You cannot be neutral.
It's because...
Oh, wow, are you serious?
What is that? Drilling?
Sounds, no.
Oh, don't. Oh, okay, never mind. I don't think they can hear.
Yeah.
But, okay, so it's quite interesting, his stance. He does not blame Israel for doing what they are doing now because he says that they were strategically or they were unfairly put in a strip or in that area where everyone around them are strong Muslims who are strongly against Jews. So he felt like the people to blame were the British who put them there. The British allocated that area for the Jews of Israel. And then after that, he felt like that itself is very unfair. Because throughout, ever since they were put there, everyone around them has been treating them like shit. So he was very strong about saying that if you don't know anything about the discrimination towards the Jews, then you don't know anything about the war, something like that. So,
But on that part, so I think, because I never do like super in depth research. But I just watch TikTok. I see all those stuff. But then some people say that, oh, they were the Jews are the one that wanted that place because of
resources and shit. Jerusalem, all that.
Okay.
It's a holy site lah for a lot of major religions.
They had so many other places that they were given to choose from. But then they just
got music.
What in the world?
But they just wanted that place.
Oh, I did. I say something.
Yeah, like they were given like a place in Africa or this or whatever not, or Europe or wherever not, wherever. Okay. But they just wanted that place.
I guess that is memang a lot of he said she said here lah.
There's a lot of history. There's a really really legit a lot of history, and I don't like people. Wah, if I say this macam fuck it lah. I don't like people who are supporting for the sake of fashion, you know what I mean? Like just because it's cool now,
blindly
supporting who?
Like whoever Palestine or Israel or whatever lah. Just because it's popular, like you have to really really know what's been going on. I think as a Muslim person, you naturally inclined to supporting Palestine. I think Sub mentioned that in the previous podcast, kan? But as a Muslim person, also you must know that you can condemn your own brothers and sisters if they go against Islamic values, ah. Which I feel some Muslims just don't get it.
And that's only right for us. What? We were taught to be to be fair about things and to understand both sides of the stories and all that.
Yeah.
To be kind.
Then some people just want to take it to extremes, bro. I've had a conversation with someone who macam, oh, you know, I want to go and fight.
Fight for Palestine if given the choice.
Yeah, fight my jihad and I want to mati syahid there. I'm like, kau control nafsu kau pun kau tak list. Ya? Apa yang kau nak pergi... Palestine nak gaduh.
So I completely agree with you. I also am very against. Not against. I'm not very against, but I get quite frustrated with people who are supporting Palestine like crazy on Instagram, and even in real life when we're talking. But when I'm trying to have a proper conversation about it with them, understanding both sides, they cannot.
They cannot.
A few weeks ago, I had a small debate with my brother. Because he's very pro-Palestine. Which so are we. We are all very
I'm
pro-Palestine.
100%.
Like, no 1% is Israel at all.
Just
wanted to put that out there. But basically, I was trying to ask him. Because I think naturally for me, I memang like to see things on both sides. It's as simple as this. Let's say you and Shuram are together. Then korang break up. And then after I closer to YSL, let's say. Now I only listen to YSL, I never listen to Shuram's side. Wrong one. So it's the same thing here. I want to know why people are supporting Israel. I want to know what Hamas did wrong, what Hamas did right, and all that. So when I tried to talk to my brother about it, I said like, no, but I just want to understand why are there still Israeli supporters. If people all are saying that it's a humanitarian thing, it only takes you to be a human to support Palestine.
Yeah.
And then what about the 1,000 humans who are dead in Israel? Diorang pun human, bah. Kalau you truly are a humanitarian, then you would be neutral about it. Like, factually speaking. And then my brother say, no, but there were 1,000 people are not civilians. And I said, you know that? And he's like, no, I don't know. But Palestine got 10,000 people die, you know? And then like, okay, but
human
Israel
life is a human life.
No, But Palestine, you know? Then I'm like, I know that all this about Palestine, you know? And then I get very frustrated because to me it's like very shallow. You want to support, but like understand the whole thing lah before you just put one side.
Because
otherwise you are being the shallow one.
Yes.
But it's better than not supporting at all, I guess. I don't know.
Just to be clear, our stance is definitely pro-Palestine.
100% lah.
Regardless. Not only because we are Muslim, but it's because like we sort of understand that in the Quran also it says that, you know, people in Palestine were there. This war will always happen.
Yeah.
And as Muslims, you must stand by our Muslim brothers and sisters. That's one thing. But another thing is because this conflict has been ongoing even before it got popular this year lah, in October 7.
It's been 1940. So
since dah lama, though. I've heard free Palestine forever. So we have always been on the side of Palestine. It's just that for this time when Palestine
because Hamas recently started governing them, is it
2006? They won 2006. An election. So when they won the election, a lot of things happened, and then like just that on October 7 when they retaliated, right, that's when aku just macam, oh shit, you know, this shouldn't have been done. But at the same time, they killed civilians or they kill innocents and they kidnap people. Some of the people that they kidnap are still in Hamas punya,
really?
Are still hostages.
Riot, the festival thing.
I don't know. There's a lot of things lah. But then like, they are still hostages that Hamas are holding. And pada aku like, there's a wrong aspect of it. Yeah. I just want people to see the whole picture instead of just blindly supporting. Yeah. Regardless, as a Muslim, you must see it as objectively as possible.
Yeah, but keep supporting. As in, I'm not saying you should stop supporting.
Yeah. All right.
What are you more annoyed at? Are you annoyed at the war? What are you more angry or frustrated about? Are you frustrated about the war? Are you frustrated about social behavior?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you angry about governing bodies and the media not supporting Palestine?
I am more angry at social behavior.
Oh.
Pasal macam, the war will always happen. It's stated in the Quran that this will... The moment the war stops, kiamat coming already, bro.
I think it's stated in every single...
Yeah, in every single book. The moment the war ends or something happens and they just stop fighting or one person rules the land or whatever, kiamat is going to happen, bro.
Yeah.
So macam, there's something I cannot control, ma. Yeah. The war is something I cannot control physically because I'm in Singapore. Governing body, so I cannot control my... My country, Singapore, has very strong relations with Israel.
But the governing body is quite frustrating also.
Frustrating. Yeah. Kan, aku tengok the news outlets macam, fuck it lah, I cannot control. Do I look like the editor of Straits Times? No, what?
Yeah,
I'm angry at social behaviour.
I guess as media people, so we understand that they have to do that.
They have to do it. It's a mouthpiece. Fuck it.
I think for me, what I'm more angry about is the media and the governing bodies. I think that is the one I'm very, very angered about. Well, for me, social behavior, that one I can understand. Social behavior, once it comes to religion, when it comes to politics, everybody's very emotion. Strong. Once you see babies and stuff like that, it's very strong. I think it's fair. I think people have all the right to do whatever they want.
Feel the way they feel and stuff like that. Yeah,
I think more of the governing bodies. It really, really shows how much money has a chokehold on everybody. And then it just frustrates me and annoys everything. So that's the one that is a lot more frustrating for me because the government is not doing anything. The governments are not doing anything.
A lot of talking, bro.
I think that's frustrating as well.
I think that's the worst. The UN and then people want to... what's that word? Kalau kau...
Ceasefire?
No, kalau...
Veto.
Veto. There's the veto. Then, but the cool thing is seeing Malaysia. And so... So strong and then so ready to fight.
There's ironic things about like these huge Muslim countries in Southeast Asia that are supporting Palestine, especially
and
Indonesia.
Then, and then after that, I don't know. I don't know what Shura is gonna say, but the Southeast Asian Muslim countries and then the Arab countries, why are they not doing anything and things like that?
I feel like they know something that we don't. You know what I mean? Like they are so close, they are within that region, and they're not doing anything. I feel like they know something that we don't know. That's why they are not very strong supporting. I don't know, man.
Maybe it's just a conflict. From here, what we see is whatever we are shown, which is Israel is bad.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yeah.
Maybe on that side, it's tougher to decide who's bad.
They know what's going on.
Yeah, they know that Hamas is maybe equally as bad. So they don't want to only support Hamas. And then maybe they want to save the Palestinians, the innocents. But maybe they are afraid because Israel is very strong. So what if Israel suddenly fight them also?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
So aku tu dua. Like,
the politics are super strong, I think.
Frustrating. Because macam, aku see that everything else, macam, okay. But when once they say the why aren't the Arab countries going in? Oh, then I'm like, oh yeah, that's fucking true, bro.
Yeah, bro. I mean, that region is just basically...
Like, they have money.
Qatar is there, Lebanon is there.
I think they're scared lah.
Iran is there, Saudi is there. Yeah.
Because Israel is very strong.
They have money. They have...
The army. They have the army. Yeah, they have manpower.
And manpower.
Why are they not doing anything then?
Attempt to lah.
Maybe because, truly, if they were to do something, can it escalate into a world war? Possible, right?
Maybe.
Because if all these big countries start out to fight Israel, Americans might come
step in
and support Israel. And then Singapore might have to also support
maybe,
Israel. And then it can be a potential full-on world war. Yeah.
It's
just one nuclear bomb to like fuck up the whole world again. Yeah.
Because currently, like, the state of things is kirakan, like, Israel is the bad guy. And the moment like the other Arab countries get involved, it will look like as though
kita,
Muslims are
Muslim
ganging up on
again,
Jews
right?
again. I don't know. Maybe a show of force is not the best thing to do right now.
Plus, I think this thing truly has been around for ever, centuries, right? Mm. And then it's only a lot more prominent now, barely because of social media je. Mm. So maybe dorang pun dah malas.
Honestly, you know, aku tak tahu je.
Maybe dorang just dah break up, patch breakup. Now dorang macam, malas lah, this one will end soon lah, nanti start balik.
Yeah.
So maybe the countries around has
maybe,
tried.
Maybe.
And then it never worked. They're yeah. just toxic couple.
Recently, I read this this article because they had a recent like all the Islamic countries had a convention in Saudi, right? So Saudi invited like Iran, Lebanon, all the leaders of the Muslim countries to come and meet and then to discuss about this whole Israel and Gaza war or whatever, right? One country didn't go. One Islam country didn't go. Afghanistan. I don't know whether this is real or not, but Afghanistan said that I don't need to go to a convention. Just tell me where all the when and where the Muslim army is going to assemble and I'll be there. So macam, it's such a macam pegro answer. So I don't know whether it's real or not, but that sounds very Afghanistan. I'm not going to lie. Very Taliban, bro.
Doesn't it sound like kawan-kawan dah malas dengan dia break up? Macam, whatever lah, ni kau jadi lagi. Bila dorang dah nak... When shit goes down, then I come.
Yeah, wait, bila dah settle, korang nak gaduh, aku datang. Tak nak berbual lagi,
Yeah.
Another thing that the reason why I'm angry about it, right, is because, bro, for social behaviors part, aku just nak say this one last time. You shouldn't be able to force the way you support or the way you think is right to support to me. Mm. I feel like I should be able to support the way I want to and I can, because I am limited by my own personal life.
I think I'm blessed to not have. I'm not to be around supporters who are like that. The people who are around me who are crazy supporters, I have maybe 7 very constant posting and supporters people who I follow on my social media. Every day at least 15 videos about it. The 1.5 months the photo changed to watermelon already. The
watermelon is cute.
Everything changed already. All the flags are up and stuff like that. But they don't come and ask me, "Hey, Wise, you have a thing you should support."
Oh, my friend did it though. My friend asked us to make a video holding the Free Palestine.
Randomly related.
He said you got platform use. Then I said I confirm go jail.
I don't have people coming out and say, "Hey, why you should do this? You post more. Why you not posting more? Hey, post lah. Apa yang kau makan sini? Hey, why is that coke?
is that coke? Pepsi.
Start drinking the paper bags. Eh?
Yeah, come in the brown paper bag. Kau minum tak? Tak coke aduk.
Oh yeah, that's.
Soya bean.
No, I thought it was soya sauce.
Oh, soya sauce.
Yeah, soya sauce. No, it's not coke. Soya sauce.
I'm drinking soya sauce.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not around that. Yeah. Like yesterday, so I had an appointment.
Yeah.
Normally I would buy 2 drinks.
Yeah.
For some reason why I didn't buy 2 cokes this time.
Okay.
So I bought 1 coke, 1 sejora.
Uh-huh.
Then I was like, ask the person, you want coke or sejora?
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, I don't drink coke. Well, like that's general. Like, I wanted to cook it with.
Yeah. And then it clocked like, oh.
Then I knew. Why don't I cook? So you since forever never drink coke. I said, no, you know why I don't drink coke, bro. Okay, fine. All right.
Okay, I just want to give a specific example. So, my company is very openly supporting Israel. Mm. Very openly. My current company lah.
Not randomly relatable SG.
Not randomly relatable SG. Not randomly relatable SG. My 9-to-5 job. Yeah, I won't say who. So, the number of Malay people or Muslim people within the company is very small. I would say maybe 8. Eight. So my CEO sent an email saying, "We support blah 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 kind of stuff." Then the Muslim people, the 8 of us, one person lah, wanted to write a letter to the CEO saying that, you know, you shouldn't be doing this and blah, blah, blah. Then want all the Muslim people to sign off. Then I just...
What does that signing off do?
Kirakan just bring awareness lah. It's very activist shit lah. I just feel like, who will listen to you? Who will listen to the minority of 8 people?
Yeah.
Pada aku lah, in my head. But like, I was still a bit woke at the time and I wanted to sign. But I thought about it. If let's say lah, they fire me or aku kena blacklist ke, aku kena apa ke, is the person who created that document going to feed my family?
No.
Yeah, then after that, the argument of like, ah, yelah, tapi Allah akan kasih rezeki. Why you worried? It's not that I don't trust Allah. It's just that I need to make my own efforts to ensure that I can feed my family. Yeah, dok. Like, yeah. I will support in my own way. And yeah, I just feel like people don't see it that way. It's hard for them to see it that way. When especially like, oh, if you're not with us, you're against us. I'm just fucked done with that mentality.
Yeah, I don't like that mentality also.
Yeah, so this is my thoughts on it, bro. I've been very, very angry about social behavior when it comes to that.
It's an American company.
French.
French, yeah. Mm. A lot of my friends who have American owned companies all also receive that email. Same email.
A lot, bro. My sister's company also supports that one, but then like she's a tudung lady working in that kind of company. Okay lah, you cannot do anything, ma.
Yeah. Okay, come. What do you want to speak about next episode?
Part 2.
Yeah.
I mean part 2.
I think next episode kita berbual pasal the fucking fake propaganda that Israel keeps pushing. Yeah. Fucking funny, yeah, dude.
Tell me more about it. I don't think I've seen that. Okay, later. And then part 2.
Yeah. So this is what the Al Shifa Hospital, the one that they say, Hamas headquarters are underground. Okay, we're gonna talk about it next. See you guys.
Bye.